I am so tired. I am so tired of this. We're going to talk about the Odyssey and the race and gender swapping that they're doing in the Odyssey, which is news to me. It's only been the last couple of weeks. It seems like people have been made aware of this.
Well, I saw people mention it before that. But it's funny to me. What gets me is this article by Marlo here. Marlo, who thinks that he's the authority and immediately starts out attacking anybody who doesn't like it as a racist and a typical. Marlo thinks it's 2016. Well, buckle up, Marlo. I'm coming for you. And you can't say shit because you hate you're always defending women and women's rights. Well, here you go, Marlo. You can't say anything to me or you're a misogynist because I'm going to call you out.
Geeky's probably going to wind up running this one. I'm going to tell you the truth. I love Christopher Nolan movies. I have zero interest in The Odyssey, and I'm just tired, man, because this feels like a Netflix something from, like, 2017. But it is coming out that there are going to be a lot of, you know, race and gender swaps in The Odyssey, which was supposed to be historically accurate and also rap.
See, that second part was what the issue I think people were having with it. They're making a big deal how accurate they were going to make it and then proceed to make a bunch of changes. It is like the Harry Potter debacle. We're going to make it accurate to the books and then turn around and make a bunch of changes, mostly involving race swaps with characters that, you know, other characters wouldn't matter so much. But they're picking the one character that you should not race swap because they're well described. And that's what they're doing yet again. And then arguing they're trying to make it authentic, the source material. No, you're not. And when people point that out, you're a bigot. No, you're not.
And Elliot Page's Achilles. Oh, my God. That might actually be the Odyssey's Achilles heel. So we'll talk about this because Elon Musk said the reason that he thinks Christopher Nolan is doing this is to get awards. Because, you know, the Academy Awards now, if you want to submit for Best Picture, you got to have plenty of diversity and inclusion or you're not allowed to submit
for
Best Picture.
But you can have that behind the camera, too. I mean, to be fair, that's one thing that Marlo does mention that isn't completely incorrect, is the fact that there are ways to do it that doesn't all have to be on camera. But anyway, I have lots of thoughts. So you're going to want to get popcorn and probably turn the volume down a little bit because I am going to be ripping Marlo a new asshole.
Yeah, if I am quiet for 20 minutes is because I'm making popcorn. I don't even like popcorn. So let's talk about this Variety article, talk about the Odyssey and all the drama around the Odyssey. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hey.
And if you want more of us, and who wouldn't, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. And for less than the cost of a super chat, you can join the Reef. And there's some paywalled content out there, and more is coming later this week. So thank you very much to the Reefers for helping support this channel. Yeah. All right. Variety, The Odyssey, why Elon Musk and his troll army's attacks aren't just silly, but wildly inaccurate.
All right. Okay. Right from the get-go. Troll armies, Elon Musk. Listen, Marlo, you know, we talked before about help and anti-help. You know, people weren't probably aware of some of these issues that you're going to go out there and start all this typical, you don't like it, so you're a bigot. You call out inaccuracies, you're a racist. You start with all that shit and run. People that were interested, you're going to turn them off right away. I'm just going to tell you straight up. Two, the people that didn't know that might have been interested, you know, they're going to be like, what's going on? And start looking into it. And then they're going to probably be like, what the hell, and not go either. Because once again, Hollywood, and they're doing it with the Harry Potter too, is taking characters that, you know, most people don't care about race swaps too much. But the one character that you shouldn't, because it's well described, is the one that they are insisting on changing. And you can't have orchestra music because there's no orchestras back then, but you can have rap music.
I about fell out of my chair. Yeah, so that's supposedly going to be a thing. Now, this is basically SEO rage bait word salad. And this is coming from Marlo Stern, who was just hired a couple of weeks ago at Variety, by the way.
Right, and he's an investigatory journalist who has a master's degree in journalism and teaches journalism classes. So he's teaching probably these people that are coming up in journalism to do this kind of shit he's doing right here.
Yeah,
he also is like very, very, very vested in women in Hollywood. And he's going to be their long-form investigative journalist. But he's really excited to be joining them because he has his master's degree from Columbia. And he worked on other places like, you know, Rolling Stone and the Daily Beast and the typical you know, other places you expect. And he was the one who said about Jennifer Lawrence being paid by less than her male colleagues and the Me Too movement sparked change in Hollywood. So he's really about women's rights. So he can't say jack shit when this woman's going to call his ass out. You know, you're a misogynist. Because if you question me, Marlo, I'm going to play you. If you question anything about what I'm about to say, you are a sexist misogynist.
So, yeah, right. I've learned not to question anything.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's right away. He said, for the team that brought you, why is Snow White Latina? Again, Marlo, it's not that hard. I mean, you're supposed to be so smart, right? The one character called Snow White because she's white is probably the last character you should race swap. And you know what? A bunch of diverse people said the same thing. Other princesses, okay. But if there's one you shouldn't do it to, it's that. However, that was the least of Snow White's problems. And if the movie was so great and so progressive for women and women loved it so much, how come the movie failed epically across the entire world and the women didn't go watch it either, including women who were not white? So you know what? Sit and spin, Marlo, because that's a load of shit. That is just clickbait bullshit narrative for your opinion piece.
So this is what this is about, right? I mean, whatever. This guy is trying to save his job, trying to justify his position. All these journalists now are resorting to clickbait. The same thing they accused YouTubers of doing, they're doing, because all these things are going to show up in the first paragraph of your search. Why is Snow White Latina? Why are there black people in the Rings of Power, Lords of the Ring? And Star Wars has gone woke. All of those things are search terms. They're search terms.
Right. That's what he's trying to do. And yeah. It's like, because he's probably hired to get views. The Rings of Power. Let's talk about the Rings of Power. Once again, the Rings of Power is a prequel that doesn't actually really exist. It wasn't really written. And somehow there's all this diversity inclusion in this prequel. And then there was apparently mass genocide because they were all gone by the actual Lord of the Rings books and then by the movies and stuff. Because then suddenly all the diversity disappeared.
All the black people are gone. What happened, Frodo?
Plus, not to mention the fact the show was really boring and insufferable and the viewership wasn't great.
They're still making another season, though.
But I know, but that's what this tells me is across the board, including people. They keep going to speak for people all the time. Like, he's going to speak for women. I want to speak for black people. You're not black, dummy. And et cetera, et cetera. He wants to speak for everybody else. The thing is, if you talk to some of these people, they'll be like, but I don't understand it either. But you're not allowed to say that because what people like Marlo then do is then they step over you and they ignore you too when you're like a woman and like Star Wars. It's gone woke. And you know, because I'm one of the ones, first ones to say Rey was a Mary Sue. I came out of the theater saying Rey was a Mary Sue. My male friends did not. I was the one who said it. And you know what's happened? I've got called, you know, the C word in Spanish by men telling me I don't know what I was talking about. And what happens is when they're speaking for you and you don't agree with their narrative, what they do is they either call you an internalized whatever, or they step over and ignore you completely, so you're being ignored twice. But it's okay because you don't have the right opinion, so it's okay when they do to you what they say everybody else is doing to people. And that's what Marlo here is going to do. Guaranteed. Yeah. Because, you know, immediately Star Wars has gone woke. A lot of women and people that aren't white, straight, and male will also tell you that Star Wars has gone too far the other way. It's gone ridiculous. The Lord of the Rings, it was not a good show, and it went ridiculous. The changes to The Odyssey or to Black Snape in Harry Potter has gone too far. And I've seen a lot of diverse people say that because that makes it even worse because they're going to flip and lynch him if they continue to carry it and keep it one-to-one with the book as they claim they're going to do. It makes it a completely different story. But they're not allowed to have that opinion because the other guys like Marlo here don't like your opinion. So you're going to be a racist bigot. And if you don't agree with them, they're standing up for you. But if you don't share their opinion, they're just going to step over you and act like you don't fucking exist because it doesn't meet what they want to hear.
Now, here's the thing. Like, all of these things have failed. Like, that you know what I'm saying? Like, objectively, like, you can get mad about what Elon Musk and his ilk are saying, but all of these things failed, and it was in big part because of the unwanted changes and then the media attacking people for questioning those changes.
So he turns around and does the same thing.
So he does the same thing. So actually, Here at Variety, there, Marlo, you might actually be costing this movie money because you're putting a huge spotlight on. People are like, well, I was going to go see
industry
it.
Industry magazine.
A trade mag, yeah. It's not even like, this isn't the Daily Beast. This is Variety. So you might have just put a huge spotlight on this, whereas people weren't paying attention. Now they're going to pay attention, be like, wait, they're race swapping a bunch of characters and gender swapping a bunch of characters in the Odyssey, and there's rap music in it? Fuck this.
Well, no, that's the thing. And just like, okay, with Snow White. Her being Latina was the least of its problems. It had a lot of problems with in regard to the fact that, you know, they had changed the story so much that it wasn't even the same story. The dwarves were creepy AF. There was a bunch of reasons in that movie that were fair criticisms to make. And her being Latina was like the least of the criticisms. Her going out there and running at the mouth, constantly, you know, alienating half the audience to the place where they had to send the producer over to have a word with her was a big part of the problem. It was not what you guys are boiling it down to because you want it to fit your narrative, okay? And you're going to tell everybody else who happens to be not white, straight, and male that they have to agree with you or you know, you're either going to ignore them or they're all racist too. And that's what you're trying to go with. Immediately, I don't like your complaint, so you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a bigot. That's what he's doing once again. And they're talking about, in this regard, about the characters, okay? Like, Helena Troy is one of the big parts, okay? Let's be honest. Helena Troy is one of the big problems because they made her black. And like Black Snape, Helena Troy was a character who was well-described. White, blonde hair, okay? She was very well-described in the literature. It's obvious that, you know, what she looked like. Same with Snape. He was there's a very descriptive description of him. He's one of the characters that have been outright very well-described. And you're just taking those characters. The one character you shouldn't race swap, like Snow, Flippin' White, is the one you're going to race swap. And I don't think people would care so much if it was other characters. It's just, then you're going on how you want to keep it accurate. I'm so tired of this. We're going to keep accurate. Okay, let's go out and race swap Black Panther and make him white. You're going to be okay? Because he goes on, it's fine because they're imaginary. They're not real characters. And I'm like, well, if you do other characters that are historically black, people are going to be pissed.
And right now, I'm going to interject two things. One, all the progressive white people are going to attack you for being racist, even though you're not being racist. You're just making a point. And two, I like Lupita Nyong'o quite a bit. I think she's a fantastic actress. I have said repeatedly, if you are going to cast Storm, she would be the ideal Storm. She's perfect. I've said before, I like her. That being said, Helen of Troy, no.
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 And we're tired of it. We keep seeing it. Historical characters, you know, race swapped. Historical, you know, time period pieces, race swapped, you know, they add a bunch of LGBTQ elements and things to it that would not have been, you know, open in society. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen because it totally did. I'm just saying it wouldn't have been to the level of acceptance they try to portray it as. And it's just like, that's what people are getting mad about. But if you point it out, you're a terrible person. Again, if we would change any other character and make them white, if you would make Blade white, they get mad. If you'd make, you know, Black Panther white, they'd get mad. And everything else, because there's certain things you can't, you shouldn't race swap. And I'm sorry, when a character is well described like Snape, and his characterization is that he's got sallow skin, he's very pale and pasty, and it goes along with it, you know, it kind of describes his character with that description of how he appears, then that you cannot do it. Helena Troy is what widely known, the description has been out there, it's widely known what she looked like. You can't do that and say, in one breath and say, we're trying to keep it accurate, and the next breath saying, oh, by the way, she's black now. That's not keeping it accurate. Like, you're picking and choosing what your accuracy is under. They're going on and on about the set pieces and how they want to make sure they're so accurate. But the bards, because the bards are singers, they're more like rappers. We're going to make the bard a rapper now. And it's like, but why? You can't ask, but why? Or you're a racist, according to Marlo.
Yeah, you're racist if you don't like it. This is the stupidest shit. And it's always, I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's white people. It's progressive white, Ivy League, educated.
It's a white woman or some, you know, dude.
It's usually white dudes. And then they're always.
I don't know if he's white. I don't know what his race is. I don't care.
The saviors, right? And it's kind of funny. We watch Abbott Elementary, and that's actually like one of our family shows now we're watching. We're going through the whole series. And Jacob, mm-hmm. every time I see an article like this, I picture Jacob writing this article, mm-hmm. because he is a parody of the progressive white savior. And he's actually the butt of, I mean, if people want to say that Abbott's woke, he is the butt of most of the jokes on the show.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't say Abbott's woke at all.
No, but Jacob is like, they're very aware that there are these progressive white savior types out there. And he's always like, whatever it is, he's like, I haven't been on Twitter. I need to check. I need to fight for this cause or that cause.
People are waiting to hear what I have to say about this.
Yeah, my 13 followers.
I know, right? And then this guy is like, you know, I'm teaching other journalists how to be a journalist. And by writing like this, that immediately if you disagree or you question choices, you're a bad person. You're a bigot.
Yeah.
That you are troll. Is that you worded it troll? So immediately, as soon as anybody disagrees, even people that, you know, might happen to be not white, straight, or male, you're automatically a bigoted troll because I don't like the fact that you don't agree with me.
Forget
that. Yeah, see, they're both fictional.
They're fictional. Okay, well, like you said, Black Panther. There you go.
So Blade. Let's make them white.
Blade. I was just thinking, oh, my God, you could have Sling Blade and you could get Billy Bob Thornton. And then I would watch Billy Bob Thornton fight vampires. I would.
That'd be funny.
He joins
up with Blade. He's Blade and Sling Blade. And then
I think we got a video about him. We got to do a video about him too. He said some stuff. He's going to get himself in trouble too. But forget that Achilles and Helen of Troy are both fictional characters navigating a mythological fable replete giant cyclops, a Scylla, and assorted other gods.
This is
monsters.
What they always do. They did the same thing with Little Mermaid. It's not a real character. I'm like, okay, so then any character that happens to be not white should be allowed to be, or female, should be allowed to be race swapped to a white man because they're just fictional characters, guys. It's not real. So you can't be upset. You can't get angry because, you know, and I'm sorry, Elliot Page's Achilles is stupid. Like, I don't care if Elliot Page plays other characters, whatever. I don't really pay any attention to Elliot Page. I never paid attention to him when he was, you know, Ellen Page. I didn't care. I'm just saying it's like, this is like the one character, if you're, it's a manly man character. There's no way it wasn't intentional.
So I mean, look, they're apparently these are more minor characters, and they're like, well, there's a whole bunch of white people. What's your problem? There's so many white people. There's so many other white people. What's your problem? And it's just like, no, it's the principle of the thing. It's like, come on, guys, you know what you're doing. You know why you're doing it, and you already know what the defense is going to be.
Well, you know what's funny to me? They're getting so mad about this movie, too, about all the toxic trolls and men. Men are the problem. You do know the target audience, the target demographic for this movie is men, right?
Yeah. Christopher Nolan movies, they do very well. And Christopher Nolan, I would say, makes cerebral dude movies. Like, that's his brand. Like, he makes dude movies. He knows what dudes like. His movies tend to be more cerebral. But they do appeal mostly to dudes, right? He knows his audience. And so if Elon Musk is making comments about like what the hell happened to Christopher Nolan, you know, it's because he's a dude and he's watched his movies. He's like, what the hell happened that you're going down this path there? Kevin Sorbo, who also played, a Greek character, right? You could have paid me to tank this movie and I wouldn't have thought of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Like I said, other characters, it wouldn't have probably mattered so much. But, like, especially Helena Troy. It's, like, the one character.
And I like... I want to reiterate. I like Lupita Nyong'o quite a bit.
She does.
I've said before, I think she's a fantastic actress. I think she was wasted in Star Wars. They made her an ugly little alien. But I think she's really, really good. If I were going to cast X-Men, I would cast her as Storm because she would be, like, dead-on comic book accurate Storm.
I don't know if she can, though, because she plays... You know,
she plays the other character. Well, they're resetting everything. Well, okay, so wait a second. So wait, we can have Robert Downey Jr. play two different people.
That's true.
But we can have her play Storm. I thought she was really good in the Quiet Place.
I was going to say Quiet...
Prequel. Yeah, I thought she was really good in that. I think she's a great actress. Just, look, two things can be true. You're a great actor or actress, but you're not right for this role.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, you're playing Helena Troy. It's like, no.
And it's not unfair. People, okay, everybody's going to question it. If you're like saying, we're trying to make it as accurate as possible, go on and on about all the people you brought in to do the set pieces and everything to make it like historically accurate and everything else. And then you turn around and say, but then we're changing all this stuff. people are going to be like, but I don't understand, because you said you wanted to make it accurate and then you change it all. That doesn't make sense. You're a bigot. You know, it's like, oh, you can't even ask basic questions or point out obvious things.
Oh, God. So he's even got to get a dig at Kevin Sorbo, because of course he doesn't like Kevin Sorbo because he's conservative.
Well, this guy's favorite movie is movies are Casablanca and Clueless.
Those two things, sir. I mean, you're talking like polar opposite ends of the cinematic spectrum.
I prefer Emma, thank you.
That the latter tweet comes courtesy of the actor Kevin Sorbo, who played Hercules in the comically inconsistent with Greek mythology and astoundingly bad television series Hercules, Legendary.
But they never claimed that they were trying to be accurate.
No.
See, that's the difference. And you are deliberately misleading people with this article. You're going on about what an important investigatory journalist you are and all this other shit. And going on about this, you're so important, you have a degree, you went to journalism college. And then you're deliberately misleading people with what you're saying. Because they never said Hercules was historically accurate.
They never
said that, ever.
No, it was ham-fisted and cheesy. I bet if Xena said something, that they'd be all about it. Like, yeah, we love Xena. We hate Kevin Sorbo, though. They always look for another reason. This is a thing, like, I've noticed this. It's always these journalists, they try to play it coy, but they single out targets. But we know the reason you don't like these people is because they lean conservative. I mean, if you want to talk about Christopher Nolan and you want to talk about his movies, Oppenheimer, James Woods was not even allowed to associate with Oppenheimer, which he owned the rights to the book. And he deliberately stayed out of the promotion of the movie because of his politics. He was afraid it was going to tank the chances of the
movie winning. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is how far and how ridiculous it has become in this world that you can't even politically differ from somebody. And even if you aren't what they think you are, if they decide you're that, they can keep calling you that. You know, you have to respect how they identify at every turn. But you're like Elliot Page, you're not allowed to misrepresent Elliot Page. But if I say, you know, I'm not, just so you know, I'm not Republican, because I'm not, I'm independent now. That doesn't matter. We are that because we said so. And it's like, I am so fucking tired of the double standard bullshit. And that's all this article is double standard bullshit. And again, Marla, you can't say shit to me because you're about defending women's rights and I'm a woman. So if you call me out for anything I say to you, you're a misogynistic bigot. I can play your game all fucking day too, Marlo.
So, yeah, and he doesn't like Elon Musk because he's never found a... Elon Musk, according to Marlo, has never found a transgender person that hasn't driven him mad, even his own daughter.
Here's the next thing, too. Elon Musk, I don't like Elon Musk. Anybody who watches this show knows I don't like Elon Musk. I am not a fan. Have never been a fan. And you know what? But I'm not going to say that, you know, him pointing out the obvious is wrong when he's pointing out the obvious. It's the emperor's not wearing clothes. It's the elephant in the room that most normal people are going to question when you're being told it's supposed to be an accurate adaptation. All right? As authentic as possible. That's what people are going to question. It's not bigotry to question it.
All right, so let's see. What did he reply to that? Again, this is just be aware. The reason this person was brought in, I'm telling you right now, these media outlets, including Variety. I'm not talking the print version. Do they still have a print version of Variety?
I have no clue. Don't
everybody
care.
Reads that? But all of these, I think they're Penske Media owned websites. They are failing so badly that if you go to any of these sites, like the number of advertisements on the sites, and then they're constantly like, subscribe, you gotta pay, you run out free articles.
You can't read it unless you turn your ad blocker off.
Yeah, and then you turn your ad blocker off and you can't read it anyway because the page is just slathered in ads. They're desperate. So here's my theory. They brought this guy in a couple of weeks ago specifically to whack the beehive because a hate view is still a view.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you start out the
way you start out. There's no way you could take this as anything but a disingenuous argument based on the lowest common denominator, and then that first paragraph try to put buzzwords in there to get views.
Yeah.
That's what this entire article is about. And again, he's bragging how he's out there at Columbia University teaching other people in the master's program how to write. And this is what he puts out there.
I don't think this guy is, in the age of AI, going to have a job for very long. That's my personal opinion. Anyway, Matt Walsh, who I vehemently
we don't like Matt Walsh
disagree
either.
With Matt Walsh most of the time. But he said, we're told we shouldn't object to Helen of Troy being portrayed as a black woman, and yet if a major Hollywood studio made a film set in Africa and cast a white woman as the most beautiful woman in Africa,
yes,
those same people would literally riot in the street.
He's not wrong. I mean, I don't like Matt Walsh, but he's correct in this one. His comments about men playing with toys and video games, he can sit and spin around. But this one, he's not wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. If you would do the same thing and say you're making something historically accurate or culturally accurate, and you make a samurai movie in Japan, and now all the samurais are white people. It's the same thing. They got mad about the samurai story that they made the one, but they didn't even know for sure if he was black, and they made the, or if he was nothing but an assistant.
Yasuke.
Yeah. And then they turned around and were mad and said it was racist, and people questioned that because it was supposed to be historically accurate. Well, and then it wasn't, other than the one person's his research, quote unquote.
Okay, so let's turn this around a little bit now. Elon Musk, now, ironically, Elon Musk is African. And he's white.
That is true. That is
so true. He's allowed to weigh in on this because he's a white African, right? But beyond that, there have been multiple bouts of the media melting down over whitewashing of characters. We had the Avatar live action movie. Mm-hmm. That was a big debacle because most of the characters were white. And I do agree they should have been Asian because they were clearly Asian in the show. So I actually do agree with them, but even little things like, Tom Cruise being, in the samurai movie, that was a huge problem for some people. And, the Ghost in the Shell live action movie, Scarlett Johansson playing the major, and they explained, well, it was actually kind of worse. They actually had her playing the major, but they explained that she was Asian and then she died and they took her brain out and put it in a white woman's robot body.
They tried to explain it. But like, so just Snow White, she's named Snow White.
They took her brain out?
No. She was named Snow White because her skin is as white as snow. And then they turned around and changed the story. She's Snow White because she was born in the winter in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. You know what I mean? And when they're not doing that, they're just race swapping gingers right and left. I also am a ginger, Marlo, so you can't get mad about that one either.
Oh my God. Elliot Page trying to open a jar of pickles.
Actually, I can open jars of pickles, and I'm a woman.
You can't.
Actually, Elliot Page is a man now, wink, wink, but you know what I mean.
I am so strong, I figured out how to open the pickle jar every time. All you got to do is bang it on the counter and put a little dent in it, it breaks the seal, and boom, It always opens. I'm just saying, that's a little trick I learned. Then that makes you look strong. Like, here, Missy, give me that there pickle jar, and I'll go out in the living room while I bang it on the counter a few times, and... That sounds really bad. I know, but
I'm trying very good. I'm doing good, but it's very difficult.
I'm going to bang it on the counter a few times because I'm a man.
It's difficult right now, but I'm being good.
All right. Alice Smith. And I actually think this might have something to do with it. Why is Christopher Nolan, like many other directors, so keen to race swap white characters, quotas, and awards? And they're talking about, let's take a look at this. These are the new rules. Starting with the 96th Academy Awards 2024, there is a mandatory diversity requirement for films to be eligible for the Best Picture category.
Yes.
Films must meet two of four new representation and inclusion standards covering on-screen representation, creative leadership, industry access, or audience development. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and now, to be fair, though, not all of them have to do with what's on camera. You have to meet two of the four. So if you have people behind the camera... You know, that are, you're putting diversity and stuff. It's basically affirmative action for Hollywood. And if you're putting people behind the camera and stuff and doing, you know, other kinds of jobs, that counts as well. So that doesn't, that just because they race swap people, they wouldn't have had to do that to still be eligible.
Yeah. So this person, C3, says to be eligible to win Best Picture, at least one non-white, non-straight lead or significant role. So that would be Helen of Troy. At least 30% minor roles, non-white, non-straight people. At least two departments headed by non-white, not non-straight people. This is why Nolan did it.
I think that's probably honestly part of it. But I mean, you could make the argument you didn't have to do that to still be eligible. And it would be a fair argument to say that.
So, I mean, it might even be the decision of the financiers, because they might have been like, well, we'll give you the money, Chris, even though you've made like billions of dollars.
The awards, I think, do play into it. I think it's unfair to say it doesn't, but I think you can't argue that you wouldn't have to necessarily go this far. But let's be honest here. It's either that or Buzz, because why else would you do it? Like I said, you could race swap any other character. No one would care. It's just Helen of Troy is the one character you probably shouldn't race swap, and that's the one they race swap. There'd be no reason logically to do that other than to either start controversy or for some award. because it doesn't make sense. Like, it's like Snape, making Black Snape. Of all the other characters, you could have made Black other characters Black. And why is it always Black? What about Hispanic and Asian? Why is it always be Black that's the choice? But beyond that, you could have done that and it would have been fine for most other characters. It's just Snape is the one character you shouldn't, and that's why they did it.
So he's going through and he's like, well, apparently Elon Musk doesn't like the Iliad very much because the Troy bastardizes Homer's tale beyond belief.
Oh, my God. Now he's going to talk about I'm so much smarter than all of you. Blah, blah, blah. He talks a whole bunch of paragraphs of this shit. Nobody cares.
ChatGPT. What are the changes between? Of course, he's using ChatGPT and not Grok because Grok is an alt-right Nazi platform. You can't use Grok. It's worth stressing that both Helen of Troy and Achilles are relative afterthoughts in the Odyssey. The former pops up briefly in book four. Let's see. The Oscar rules. Musk has acolytes. He sounds like he's so like he's they're all like wearing hoods and like sitting
around
the table.
That's what I'm saying. That's the MO of these people. They're supposed to be so educated, but they're stooping to 2016 levels of bullshit and bigotry. And that's what he's doing. I'm so much smarter than you. I'm going to talk. I'm more intelligent than all of you. And you're all beneath me and you're all bigots. Because immediately, if you question anything that he doesn't agree with, you are stupid. And you're one of your Musk acolyte, even though I don't even follow Elon Musk or like Elon Musk. I'm a Musk acolyte because I question these things. I'm also apparently a man because women and people that aren't white would never question such things, according to him.
Musk and his acolytes have repeatedly accused Nolan of opting for a diverse cast in the Odyssey to meet Academy-mandated quotas, or as Musk so succinctly tweeted, he wants the awards. That's not the case. To meet the Academy's representation and inclusion standards for Oscar eligibility, you have to meet two
right, which I said.
Standards.
Yeah, I mean, he does make an argument there that is valid, and the fact that you don't have to do it the whole way across the board. But that doesn't mean that he didn't choose to do it just to meet that one of the standards. That's the easiest, most obvious way to meet it.
Yeah, at least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented group. At least 30% of all actors in secondary and more minor roles are from two underrepresented groups. The main storyline, theme, or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group.
Well, there you go. Greeks. At least you can say that they weren't very big characters. At least two of the minor characters have to be underrepresented groups. You know, Elliot Page being trans and, you know, the other woman being Black. Two standards, and he's right, and that is true. And I said that from the beginning. That is correct. Only two have to be met for awards. But the complaint is the awards comment has only been a recent comment I've seen pop up. The comments about the fact that they race swapped Helen of Troy and it didn't make sense that they're being authentic has been going on a lot longer than the Academy Award comment. That is a relatively new comment, and he's trying to distill it all down to that's the only reason. Either you're a bigot, you're uneducated and stupid, unlike him. Or your false narrative about Academy Award nomination. Those are his three arguments.
So they said, Oppenheimer got a bunch of awards and it was behind the camera because Oppenheimer was.
It was
a very white movie. We didn't even see the Japanese in Oppenheimer, which was, I thought, kind of a weird choice that we never saw it like how.
Well, you know, because the only diversity that counts in Hollywood is if you're Black. I'm sorry. But that's how it comes across. Black or trans or something. That's the only thing diverse. That's why you always joked it was a Black woman in a wheelchair. Which ironically, now there's a new actress. It's a trans Black woman in a wheelchair.
Trans Black woman in a wheelchair.
When I saw that, I just about died because I was like, oh my God, Elon, you had to speak You had to speak it out loud.
That's your new Luke Skywalker. People were saying this is a Netflix. This is who's going to play Stephen Hawking on Netflix. I mean, more power to them. If they can get roles, I just can't think that there are tons of roles out there.
They'll have to make roles for them because if you don't, you're a bigot. And that's just it. Like, you know, anybody, only diversity exists is that. You don't see it like with Hispanics or Asian people, other than Simu Liu out there screaming all the time. You don't see it like, you know, about women so much. It's all about, you know, LGBTQ and Black people. And that's what it's been. And that's what it keeps being when it comes to diversity. That's the only diversity that counts because you're not seeing it across the board. You're only seeing it in one way.
So he ends it just on, like, as you can plainly see, the arguments levied by Musk and his fellow trolls do not hold water, or as another.
Again, he keeps reducing anyone who doesn't agree with him.
You're stupid. I'm smart.
Standard of being a troll. And again, hey, Marlo, great job. Except I'm a woman and I don't agree with you. Good job, Marlo. Except there's a lot of people who aren't white, straight, or male who don't agree with you and also think it's stupid. What about those people? Back to the Snow White thing. If it was only because toxic men who were mad about her being Latina didn't go see the movie, then please explain why the movie failed so epically that no one went to see it, including women and women who weren't white. Please explain. Because you can't make that argument in fairness because it's bullshit argument. And you can say, you know, you're incorrect about the Academy Award without going to the level of calling everyone trolls, which you do repeatedly. But you're the one trolling, Marlo. The one behaving like an epic troll is you, because you were deliberately trying to clickbait the shit out of this with negative things like that to get views. And all you're doing is hurting the movie, probably turning away part of the audience who, because some people, they don't even necessarily agree with people you hate. But as soon as they get a whiff of political discourse and bullshit, they run the other way because they don't want anything to do with it. They just want entertainment in their films. All right. Yeah. And all you're doing is chasing potential audience people away with your stupidity because you can't stand it and you have to troll everyone else. But it's okay with you because you have a master's degree in journalism. Who cares? You can wipe your ass with that in current year.
So Marlo is writing Odyssey articles every day, so they must be picking up in the SEO, the traffic. That's what's going on. Nolan also defended the casting of rapper Travis Scott as a bard, whose appearance in an early trailer caught some by surprise. I cast him because I wanted to nod toward the idea that this story has been handed down as oral poetry, which is same as rap.
It's analogous. And I mean, I don't disagree. I don't disagree that it isn't similar. I mean, he's right. It is similar.
If it's not actual rap, you're turning it into Hamilton at that point.
Right. Like, but I want to be historically accurate as possible. We can't have an orchestra because it's not historically accurate. But a rapper makes sense. You know, I mean, dude, that's the issue. The issue is if you weren't out there saying you were trying to make it as accurate as possible and keep it to the source material as much as possible, then it wouldn't matter. Like the Hercules show, no one expected it to be source material because they never said it was that's what they were doing. Clearly they weren't. They were making up shit right and left. But you went from the beginning, the get-go, to talk about how accurate it's going to be. Same with Harry Potter. It's going to be so book accurate. And then you turn around and do this. And that's when people are asking questions. If you hadn't said that, people probably would have been like, oh, whatever, who cares, whatever. But you wouldn't have said that. That was one of your selling points.
So look, the Odyssey, they were saying last year, at least Collider was saying last year, they think it's going to be the biggest movie of 2026. So I don't know. I mean, look, everything Christopher Nolan does makes money. So I think it's going to make money. I do. But I wonder if it's going to make as much money as it would have, because this will probably all get picked up by like Fox News and stuff.
But you know, here's the thing. I don't care about the Odyssey. I wasn't going to go see it anyway. But what I do care about is immediately this false narrative, because a few people ask questions. They question things like, why are you doing this? And immediately people like Marlo descend and make it about, try to one, make it a bigger deal than it actually was. And two, try to descend to belittle, insult, label people as bigots, 2016 maneuver all over again. And that's when I speak up, because I'm like, no, you're not going to do this. You're not going to get away with this shit. That was so 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not going to get away with it, Marlo. It's bullshit. I don't care if the movie does well. If it does well, great, good for that movie. But you're not going to sit here and slander people right and left because they don't agree with you.
Yeah, it's about the hints. Like, just knock the shit off. Knock the faux cerebral bullshit off. You're baiting because you want views, because you're paycheck is probably tied to those views, if I had to guess, having run multiple websites, knowing how...
Having been an editor for multiple publications yourself.
Yeah, knowing how the game is played in the online space.
And you didn't even have to have a master's in journalism from Columbia.
No, I did not.
And you know what? Since all these publications and newspapers are folding right and left, you can literally wipe your ass with that piece of paper,
yeah,
Marlo.
Yeah, it's...
No one cares if you're a film enthusiast and that's what you write about. Nobody cares.
Good for you. I just think it's funny going after Elon Musk. I'm like, dude, he's literally sending people into space. Like, I've fallen off the space daddy Elon Musk fan.
I've never been. Anybody who watches the channel knows that.
I think he's got some really freaking bizarre ideas about, I think he's kind of a communist, honestly. He wants everybody to be underneath him in some sort of like techno commie utopia, whatever. Not going to happen, whatever. But, you know, he is sending people to space. You know, Starlink's pretty good. X is a shit show. I hate X.
I mean, they're doing other things too. But, you know, it's just like, meanwhile, Marlo's out there fighting a good fight by calling everybody trolls in Variety. Wow. You know, how stunning and brave, Marlo.
Thanks, Jacob.
Good job. For a movie that people are going to see and then not talk about ever again.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, we'll see. I mean, I think it's going to make a lot of money. I do. I'm going to be honest. Everything he does makes money, and I think most people are going to go not knowing this, but I do think that there's going to be this kind of, like, shadow hanging over it, because people are going to be like, wait, why'd you race swap a bunch of characters?
Well, that's just what gets me. It's like, you don't, if you didn't say he was trying to keep it authentic, then I'd be like, well, whatever, who cares? Because, I mean, I am, for the most part, who cares? But they keep picking characters that if there's one character you shouldn't change, because it's well described, they keep picking that one. So they're doing it deliberately just to start controversy. And if you mention it, you're a bigot. And it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. I'm so tired of it. It's just beyond. The only reason I'm saying anything at all is because this guy is going around immediately trying to belittle anyone who doesn't agree with him. I'm the smartest person in the room. You're all dumb. But thank God I'm here to stand up for everybody else and women. It's like, I don't need your ass to stand up for me, Marlo. They don't need you to stand up for them, Marlo. And then when people like Marlo inevitably, will just then, when people disagree with them, the people he's defending disagree with them, he's going to step right over them and pretend like they don't exist, or lump them in as an eternalized whatever with everyone else so they can picture themselves the hero and do actually worse than what people have done to them that he's supposed to be defending against. You're actually, when you do that and you're supposed to be defending, that makes you worse. But, you know, he can't see that because he's Marlo, and he's got a master's in journalism.
Well, they put a whole big article on there about him.
Who fucking cares? I worked for Rolling Stone. No one reads it. It's a running joke because Rolling Stone's supposed to have all these followers on social media, but whenever they put something up, they get no interaction because nobody cares and it was fake to begin with.
Yep. So we are.
Whoopie ding dong, Marlo.
Whoopie ding dong. We're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.